The catastrophic flooding in Australia that has swamped an area larger than Texas continues to devastate that nation. At least 26 people have died since November, and dozens are missing. More than 30,000 homes have been flooded in Brisbane, the state capital of Queensland, and with damage estimates in the billions, it may end up as Australia's costliest disaster. Our friend and fellow broadcaster Richard Glover joins us from the studios of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Sydney. Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, it's a pleasure. I was thinking about the last time I got the chance to talk to you, and it was from the Victorian bushfires, the like of which we'd never seen even in Australia, and 173 people died, and I talked to you about the devastation of that day. And here we are 2 years later, and we're talking about flooding in Victoria, in New South Wales, and most dramatically in Queensland.
Help us understand what this has meant to people.
Well, I suppose I'd like to tell it to you partly as a story of this extreme country that we have the kind of pleasure and terror of living in. It's been so dry for a decade, and farmers have been finding it very difficult to get a crop out of the ground. And finally, it started raining, and people started celebrating all around the country. There were farmers really dancing in the streets, and they put in this wheat crop that was going to save them after this, save them from the banks after 10 years of not being able to turn a living. This was going to be the crop. All the problems were going to be solved. And then it kept on raining. It kept on raining. It kept on raining. I mean, the big dam outside Brisbane, the Ivanhoe Dam, was at, I think, 17% just a year ago. It is now at, this is, I know, a weird statistic, but it's now at 200% in that it's got this built-in flood mitigation capacity. It is totally full. In fact, they've been releasing water into the flood because they have to. Twice the size of France is at the moment under flood in Queensland. Twice the size of France. There are rivers which are 60 miles wide. Toowoomba, which is a town on a mountain, it's not used to flooding. They got 3 inches of rain in an hour, and it just created this wall of water in this town. And one of the sort of most awful stories is this family of two boys and their mother who were in the main street in their car. The wall of water swept them away. Rescuers managed to get to them. And Jordan Rice, 13 years old, can't swim, said, "Don't save me, save my brother." His brother Blake is 10 years old, and the rescuers took the brother first, and Jordan and his mum got swept away. The water then kind of rolls down, keeps on going, and more water is being added day by day, and it floods into Brisbane. It's a city of 2 million people. And there's this river that normally lazily, snakes its way through the town like a kind of sleepy python. And this river just started to flow with kind of enormous force. People have talked about 10, 20, 30 Olympic swimming pools a second coming down, this kind of enormous force of water. The cleanup is beginning, but the devastation has been incredible.
Richard, is this cycle of drought and flooding something that Australians know well?
You know, there's been a debate about global warming, and, you know, I guess most people think it probably is worse. And it may have an impact. But yes, it is something which we are used to. There's a famous Australian poem by Dorothea McKellar, which every Australian knows. And it goes, the start of it goes, "I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of rugged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains." And the curious thing about the floods, of course, is even though they're terrible and destructive, they also bring with them, in some parts of the country, this incredible life. I mean, the desert has bloomed in this amazing way. Wildflowers through the desert. Almost biblical lushness comes to the inland of Australia.
Yeah, Richard, we still hear from people about our conversation in 2009 about the wildfires and what happened to koalas, who are beloved figures, I think, in America as well as Australia. How are they doing? How are the animals doing?
Well, you know, you'd want to be up a tree, wouldn't you, like a koala? I mean, the animal life is such a part of Australia, isn't it? Because the rains brought mice, because there was suddenly all this lush growth, the mice brought snakes. And so one of the problems for the poor people of Queensland is that just as they've been trying to cope with all the mud sluicing around the house and the water, they've found the one dry room in the house, and guess what? There's a few other visitors there too.
Our friend Richard Glover, the host of Drive on the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, speaking from their studios in Sydney. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.